Krista Sinodinos became interested in herbal medicine in a most immediate way.
I got really sick when I was about 14, and they didn't have any options as far as the medical practitioners in the area, and so I was on my own, and I had a friend who was studying medicinal herbs, and she gave me a couple herbal books, and the rest is history. I've been studying medicinal plants since then. I was able to heal my body and recover from a virus, and I've lived a healthy, vital life since then.
It's a life in which medicinal plants have continued to play a central role. Sinodinos is now a certified clinical herbalist and directs the Northwest School for Botanical Studies in Humboldt County. Over the past weekend, she made one of her regular visits to the California School of Herbal Studies west of Forestville, where she was a guest instructor. Many of her students there, she says, were new to the virtually boundless subject, so beyond her introductory class, she urged them to take a narrow focus as they continued their studies independently.
It's important to just get to know one plant at a time. Start with a plant that you're most drawn to. Take your time getting to learn that herb. Take a little bit of it. Feel the effects in your body. Start drinking it as tea. See how that affects you, because you have to cultivate your own relationship with the plants. It is a form of medicine, and you want to learn more about the human body, how the herbs are working, if they're contraindicated with different medications. It's a lifetime of study.
The two-day course Sinodinos led was titled Bioregional Medicine Chest, Using and Growing the Medicine Plants of Northern California. There are hundreds of them, some variations on the same general species, but she didn't have to ponder long when asked to name a favorite.
I love Oregon grape. It's rich in berberine alkaloids and is an amazing disinfectant and a digestive bitter, stimulating digestive secretions and encouraging bile flow and gentle liver detox. I've used it for a variety of infections, from sinusitis to digestive infections.
Another versatile and widespread native plant here is the tree known as madrone or arbutus, and its close cousin, the manzanita, which is technically just a shrub.
They are actually an amazing urinary tract disinfectant. They have antibacterial properties. They contain arbutin, and when it's ingested, it's metabolized as a hydroquinone, and that creates a more acidic environment in the urinary tract. So common microbes that cause urinary tract infections can't cling to the bladder walls because that hydroquinone is present.
And applied topically, it's also good for treating poison oak. But most often, the native plant remedies are taken internally, usually as teas or tinctures, where they apply their benefits to one part or another of the alimentary canal.
I think 60 to 80% of your immunity resides in your digestive tract, where you prevent infection from actually entering your bloodstream. So if you have strong digestion, the hydrochloric acid will disinfect microbes and prevent them from entering your system.
But in recommending the many herbal remedies she prepares, Sinodinos is careful to work closely with conventional Western doctors, some of whom are among her students.
I know what I can do as an herbalist. I know my limitations. I'm full aware of things that can go wrong, and I work regularly with doctors for testing. For instance, if I had a patient with a urinary tract infection that they went and got tested first, we treated them with herbs, and they go back and test again to make sure it's clear, because I don't want to harm my patients. That's my first goal. I want to make sure I'm looking out for their best interest. I have a lot of wonderful practitioners that I've cultivated relationships with in our area. They support my work and I support their work. They're willing to run blood work and do all the tests that I'll need to make sure our patients are healthy and well.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.